Hey guys,
welcome back to another episode of Wine and Whispers. I don't know how this became our thing, but I love that it's our thing now.
I think you did it one time and I was like, oh, should I be doing it too? And then
now it's just here. I love it.
This happened.
Denise, what are we talking about today? What's our little topic?
Friends.
How many of us have them?
We're on track today. Yeah.
But more so sisterhood.
Okay.
The kinship that comes from it.
I like relationship. That. You know, they say you can choose, you don't choose your family.
You don't.
But when it comes to family outside of blood, you choose them. And so who and you I'm choose picky. Matters.
Absolutely. Because that's how. Okay, let me stop. Let's uncork
and unwind.
Let me tell you how it matters, because I sometimes think about my family, and while I do love them to death, they definitely aggravate the living daylights out of me, right? While the friends that I've chosen, the sisterhood that I've chosen, right, I come to realize that they don't take my social battery.
Correct.
My family does take my social battery. It drains it.
So
sometimes not.
Piggybacking on that, and mm-hmm. what stemmed my idea to say, hey, let's talk about this, right?
Friends. How many of us have them?
Friends. There was a video that went viral of these two young podcasters.
How do you always see these viral videos?
I think because of the algorithms, what I'm looking at, whether I'm on our account mm-hmm. or my individual account, sometimes they merge because I'm going back and forth between
yeah.
the two.
Okay.
And they give you suggestions based on people you follow, too.
Well,
these two young ladies, podcasters, similar vibe, I want to say, okay. of how we have it.
Yes, vibes.
They're sitting on a couch. They're literally sitting on the couch, laid back.
Chilling. I love it.
And this one
we're going to have a couch one day.
And she talks about attending a bridal shower.
Okay.
And in attending the bridal shower, there's an older guest of the bride.
This sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. And she reads the poem out loud to the bride.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the gist of the poem that she read, because she read the poem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing all that.
No, it's much.
The gist of the poem. The gist of the poem is basically saying, you know, don't forget your girlfriends.
No.
Right? They're very important to you along your journey. Even though you are starting a new chapter in marital bliss
sure.
and possibly starting a family,
sure.
don't forget your girlfriends along the way, because along the way, they're the ones that you're going to reach out to when you need sound advice.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are going to be able to recharge you when you get away.
Yep.
They're the ones that are going to be able to, you know, assist you if you need childcare or if you need a play date.
The village.
Right. They are your village. And at the end of the day, if anything happens, you always will have your girlfriends. And guys, too. They should have their mainstays, their guys, right?
Their homies.
Their homies, whatever you want to call them. But I thought it was so important because for me, when I think of my girlfriends, I think it's an extension of sisterhood.
It is. It absolutely is.
Right? Because sometimes people, they're very black and white.
Oh, no.
And sisterhood means
Mm-mm.
you and your biological and or half.
Mm-mm.
And for other people, my friends are my friends. My family is my family.
No. So I can think of one friendship, sister, right? That comes to my brain, top of my forefront. When I see her family, hey, mom, how you doing? Hey, dad.
Right.
And they literally will say, oh, that's my other daughter.
Right. And that's and I've seen that. I see that with my sister and her best friend. They've been best friends for over 30 something years.
That's amazing.
All right. I'm talking about old school getting in trouble. If her parents saw my sister doing something she wasn't doing, she was getting in trouble from both her parents
and them.
And my mother.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, you know, same thing. She beat her.
Absolutely.
They get spanked. If my sister got a spanking, everybody
got a spanking.
And there were times like that when I was growing up. I had my other, you know, my kids, girls I grew up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, of course.
We all got in trouble together, right?
That's four of us. That's what it was, though. That's the vibe, right? That's the, she my sister. That's my bestie. That's your other daughter that you ain't know that you had.
Right.
That's your daughter, too.
Right. And it's something to cherish, right? Because even if you have those people who are tried and true for 30 plus years,
mm-hmm.
It's not a I have to be in your face every day kind of situation. No,
which I appreciate. I ghost people by accident.
It can be a, hey, I know you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing, but I'm going to check in on you.
Every once in a while.
And I need to know that you're okay and vice versa, and I'll let you know that I'm okay. That's right? And I have several friends that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every so often, like, they're weighing heavily in my spirit. Let me check on them.
Just make sure.
And it's like, girl, did you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did know.
Spirit told me to come check on you. And vice versa.
But it's also what I like. So your sister got that 30-year-long friendship. Love that for her. But then there's sisters that come in and you become sisters within a year.
Yeah.
And I love
it's like you've been friends for 30 plus years.
I love the fact that when you find that person, whomever that person may or may not be, it's simply time don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's the vibe that you're there with them and how you guys are when you're together. It could just be that you're sipping and having wine, right? Literally. And you could be sitting in silence.
Yeah.
But it feels right.
And again, this is me going down the rabbit hole. Because you know, once you start one, the algorithm starts sending you other things.
You all of them.
So another one was twice I heard it actually.
Okay.
So in Mel Robbins, Let Them Theory, I finished the book.
Good job. I haven't finished the book.
Miss Mel, plenty nuggets.
She did the thing.
Had me crying.
Oh no.
Because it validated a lot of things I was feeling.
Okay.
And there's a section on it where she's talking about friendship.
Okay.
Which ties into another post I saw about a woman saying, you know, building friendship later on in age or like a 30 plus age,
mm-hmm.
it's hard because you are an extrovert introvert.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like you want to be friends with the next person, but you don't know how to start it off. You don't know what the commonality is. But sometimes all it takes is that energy to feel it.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
And it clicks. You know what I mean?
And it don't matter.
Can't explain it.
No.
It don't make sense. It's not like a trauma bond response. Mm-hmm. It's not like a we've been through the trenches together response. It's a like, okay, I feel your vibe. You feel my vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you start seeing people on frequency.
So
that's where the term vibes come from, right? Because your energy is matching their energy.
Yes.
The same way you walk around and you see someone, you're like, something about them don't feel
right. Something don't feel right with mine.
Mm-hmm. That's energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
She was talking, Mel Robbins goes on and she explains how she moved from one town to a new town or a new state, I believe.
Okay.
And she's seen some people and, you know, you're talking about someone who was very vulnerable in this book. She's talking about how she was 50 plus. She was 50 plus years old.
I didn't know she was that old.
Mm-hmm. She's actually in her 60s. Early 60s. Late 50s, early 60s. I don't want to put age on you. I'm sorry, Miss Mel.
I thought she was in her 40s.
I know she's 55 plus. Let's put it that way.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Okay. And she would take a walk around. She sees the people in the neighborhood. She waved.
Hey.
But again, how do you feel at that age feeling like you have to start friends all over again like you're in kindergarten?
Oh, because you're in a new environment.
Right. Mm. It's awkward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these are the
things. And you're not working, right?
Right. And so like, you have your tried and true that you can call, but it's not the same because they're not there.
It makes a difference.
It makes a big difference. And so her daughter was like, well, mom, let's go. Let's go for a walk. And her daughter knocks on the door of the lady's house. She goes, my mom needs a friend. And she's always saying that she sees you. And they come to find out that now they're like really, really good friends.
Stop.
Right?
Stop. 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 Stop.
I'm not giving away the book. You guys got to listen to it or read it.
Stop. Mel's daughter.
Yeah.
Went to this house.
Walked with her mom.
Okay. Walked around.
The neighborhood.
Saw the house that the mom was like, oh, that lady looks so nice. I've seen her around before.
Uh-huh.
Let's say her name is Sarah.
Yeah.
Walks up and goes knock, knock, knock on this stranger door.
Yeah. The husband answers. The husband, and she's like, oh, my mom sees your wife. Da, da, da. They're all good friends now. Then what she was doing.
I want to do that one day.
So the other thing she encouraged us to do is change is going to happen. Change is for good.
Sometimes.
Right? And the other part of her change in becoming friendly or making friends,
mm-hmm.
she would go to the local coffee shop.
Yeah.
And the people who were stagnant staying there, like the locals, the ones you see all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. You go and they're there Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Yeah.
So she's made it a point to stop and say, hey, my name is such and such. I just moved here. what are your name? And so now everyone has like this little thing and they all have their little niches.
That's
and
so
all
cute. Create
this little club. So sometimes it's okay with, to be comfortable with what you're comfortable with. And it's okay that those people who have been there from day one are still your day ones, but everyone's yes. moved on to do different things. And it's okay to bring new energy.
Of course. Life is so... It continues to move, and it's like a river, right? It's going to mm-hmm. keep going and flowing, and it's continuous, and you're going to have your ups, you're going to have your downs, you're going to be in different stages of your life. And as you go through all these things, you need to find the people that are with you in that stage. Not that the people who you came from
right.
are changing and they're going to leave you. They're rolling along with you, but maybe they went down side A and you're in side B, but that doesn't mean you're not going to come back together for side C together, right? Mm-hmm. It just all flows, and I'm just like, using my popcorn. It all flows and goes, and as you're flowing and going, you're just finding the people that tag along for the boat ride with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that it is. Oh, it is mm-hmm. beautiful. We love a good sangria.
So let me ask you something.
Am I gonna know the answer?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not.
So I had, before I went and did a little deep dive,
okay,
I said, okay, when you think of friendship, Denise, what are the five most important stages, or five stages you think that take place in how friendship develops?
Okay.
So,
am I guessing?
Before I give you the research response,
okay,
take a stab at what you think would be the five levels of friendship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have a stranger.
Okay.
After a stranger becomes an acquaintance.
Okay.
After an acquaintance, it becomes... I got five.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to end... The last one is, that's your homie, that's your sister.
Okay.
That's your boo-boo.
Okay.
Okay. So between three and four, they change from acquaintance to close friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then from a close friend... I don't got it. From a close friend, they become your homie. I don't know. I don't know what's in between there.
Okay.
So I only have four.
Okay. So what I had written, and maybe we're looking at it the same way, but just have different labels for mm-hmm. them. I had it as casual acquaintance.
What?
Which would be, what'd you say it was?
Acquaintance.
Stranger. You had stranger. It as stranger.
Oh, right? That was the first one?
She had it as stranger. I said the in common comfort zone. That was what for you?
Acquaintance. I had stranger, then I had acquaintance.
Okay, yes. Then my third was hangouts. This is someone like, okay, now I'm okay. I'm comfortable to go and do brunch with you. I'm mm-hmm. comfortable to go do dinner.
Like in public places.
Right.
That was close friend.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anything for this one.
My fourth one was bear it all. Now I've come to the point where I can tell you a little bit more about me.
Oh, you can tell all the biz.
Right, I can tell a little bit more of my business. I feel comfortable. You've now become into the secret circle niche.
Okay.
Know?
I think I just went from close friend to secret circle.
Yeah. And then the last one I have is we're sisters.
Okay.
We're family.
At this point?
My kids are calling you auntie. Your kids are calling me auntie. Right. That is auntie such and such. And you can. They will not know the difference as, in terms of us not being blood until later on in life when they're an adult.
Pause. Your daughter. Nikita, Miss Nikita, can I call you auntie? I said, sure, of course, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Except when we're in the dance school. In the dance school, I'm still Miss Nikita.
Wait, which one? The elder one.
The big one.
I stopped myself. The big one. I know which one it is. It's my eldest.
And I looked at her and I'm like, I love that we have this relationship. I'm definitely your auntie. I'm claiming that energy. Absolutely. Claimed it. It's mine. Beautiful. Except...
in the dance school, because people don't need to know nothing.
Right, except we have that boundary and it still has to be Miss Nikita in the room. She looked at me and she was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. I said, yeah, girl, I'm glad we got there. I love that for us.
But I cackled. And I meant to tell you earlier and I forgot. Thank you for re-triggering this memory.
I cackled and I had to keep a straight face as she was telling me because mm-hmm. she was serious.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. I love it. So the detail breakdown of the
yes, tell me the real theory.
Let's see how many of them we got correct.
I got one wrong, obviously, because I only had
four. No, let's see. Let's see. Remember, do you remember your responses?
Stranger. Acquaintance. Close friend. And I didn't know what five was, so I went straight to
sister. Okay. So, stranger.
Oh, shit.
Okay. This is the initial stage where you simply know of someone, perhaps from seeing them around, but don't have any real interaction.
Nah, that's so-and-so over there. Me, you know them.
Yeah. I've seen her around before.
Right. I don't even know her name.
Right.
Acquaintance.
Okay,
now I know her name. So it's over there. Her name is Shaniqua. Hey.
Yeah, she has such and such kid from the classroom or whatever.
Okay. We leave at the same time from school.
Not Shaniqua.
I don't know. I be coming up with these names. By the way, I don't know a Shaniqua. Just in my head.
I did.
You know a Shaniqua?
I knew a Shaniqua.
What was her last name? Was it alliteration? I want like a Shaniqua Summers.
I don't remember, but she was my ghetto friend.
Shaniqua Summers.
Yep. Some college days. She was
a little hood. She was a little hood. That's okay. We all need a hood friend.
Side note. She was so hood. We had this ongoing joke, my sister and I, that if you ever get into arguing with your friend, especially a hood friend, all you got to do is offer them fried, deep, charred Chinese chicken wings. She and I got into a little argument. And I joked around with her about it all the time. She and I got into an argument. And we worked together, and I brought her some fried hard Chinese chicken wings. She goes, girl, you know I ain't going to be mad at you for too long.
I'm just so confused. Aren't everything fried? Isn't it all fried hard?
There's an extra crispiness when you tell them to fry it hard.
Okay.
Anyway, Shaniqua.
Yes, my ghetto friend.
I love this. She knew she was my girlfriend. I thought she was my girlfriend.
No, she doesn't. She claims it.
She claimed it. An acquaintance. You start to know someone. Did I read this? No. You start to know someone better, perhaps through shared activities or casual interactions, and you recognize them as a person. Why wouldn't I recognize them as a person, though?
They were always a person. I just didn't know who so-and-so was. I don't know if I like that last sentence.
I don't know
sentence.
If I like that last part of the sentence.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's a person.
Casual friend. What did I put?
What did I put?
Hangouts.
Oh, I said close friend.
Yeah.
I had the friend part and the C.
You start to like someone and enjoy spending time together, but the friendship is still very relatively superficial.
I can see hangout.
Hangout.
So I missed number three. My three is wrong.
Okay.
So we're
your number three is your number four?
My number three now is my number four, because according to this.
Okay. According to this, they say close friend is number four.
So I didn't have a number three. I was missing the hangout part. Yo, I hit three out of the four so far.
You did. The terms, you did. You feel a deeper connection and trust with this person, and you offer and receive meaningful emotional support.
But I feel like that's your number four, too, because your number four says that
my number four is bare at all.
Mm-hmm. That's number four.
And then number five is intimate friend.
No, that's my sister.
Neither one of us got that, right?
That's my sister. That's my homie. That's my boo-boo. Hi, boo-boo.
This is the stage of deepest connection where you feel a strong sense of intimacy, understanding, and shared experiences.
Yes. Yeah. I like it.
I like it, too.
I don't like the last name.
Intimate friend?
Yeah.
Well, I can understand the idea of intimacy they're referring to.
Me, too. That's my boo-boo. That's my sister. That's the homie.
We're sisters. That's what it says. And then I thought this was a little cute meme. I'm going to put it in so you guys can see it.
Meme.
A cute little meme. It says POV of what it feels like when you surround yourself with the right women.
You are a fucking animal.
Animal.
I'm not kidding. Like, you sit down and you're like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. And boom, 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 boom. And then your energy, I'm like, yeah, we're going to do it.
We're going to do it. Like, I don't know who you are going to, but now we're doing it.
Sorry,
guys. Get it. So that makes me think of
us.
We're going to do a podcast. We're going to do a podcast.
Literally, do you want to do a podcast? 30 seconds later. Yeah. I had no clue what her idea of the podcast was going to be. If she wanted to specialize in something, it was just like, hey, do you want to do a podcast?
Literally. Like, yeah. Let's just fucking do it. I was going to say, there's this video that goes around. It's from some movie, some series. I don't know. I don't even know who's in it. It's a white woman. She's not white. It's a light-skinned girl and a dark-skinned girl, and she's dancing in her underwear.
Oh, the Spanish one.
Yes.
It's a show. Uh-huh.
Sure. She's like, man.
She's singing the
Lizzo.
The Lizzo song. Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then the black girl comes in,
not the middle.
Right. She comes in, picks up a bottle with her, and starts dancing. I'm like, that's the friend that we need. Don't ask no questions. You dancing in your underwear with the bottle? All right. I'm not there yet, but I'm going to get a bottle and dance with you.
Now life is life, and we're going to just enjoy the moment.
That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
I'm gonna think about it. Okay,
I know what song you're talking about.
Thank you, I appreciate you. That's the vibe that it gives me. It's like, we doing this? Oh, yeah, we fucking doing it. Let's fucking go. Okay, let's fucking. It's like you hype each other up.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I will definitely say that if it wasn't for girlfriends or my sisters,
do you mean girlfriends the show or girlfriends like your friends?
Girlfriends like my friends.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I'd be a homebody.
Oh, no.
If it wasn't for... And then I think that's what maybe sometimes my mother or my sister, they are like, you need to get out. You need to do stuff. It's not that I don't want to.
But people are people.
Sometimes I don't feel like peopling.
I don't.
And if the right person asks me...
It's a yes.
It's a yes.
But it has to be the right person. I've definitely gone through those motions where people are asking, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? And I'm like, no, I'm going to be home.
Yeah. And then someone else... Quite okay with me.
I'm happy home.
It takes a lot. Like how you said, social battery, right?
Yes.
It takes a lot of energy sometimes because
people.
I've always been the naturally hyper person.
It's a beautiful thing. People say I'm effervescent.
It's nice till it's not nice.
Oh.
So sometimes when I'm with other people,
mm-hmm.
I can dip back.
I need to.
And it feels great to dip back, but in other energies with other people, I can't do that. So being home is like so much better.
Because it's just, you don't have to be anything, do anything, say anything. You literally can sit with your cup of wine, sit with your glass of tea, sit under a blanket with a book, watch a series. Nobody's bothering you.
Right. And then other times where if the right person's like, hey, let's go out. And I might at first say no. And they're looking at me like, bitch, you need to get out. Okay, I'll come out. They're like, you deserve it. You need to come out. So my sister's one of those people where mm-hmm. she can easily say, come on, let's go out. You deserve it.
Okay.
And then you are another person who's like, you need to get out.
I didn't do Ray.
No, meaning in a good way. Like, I need to be out and about, right? Ray's another person. If she's like, let's go out and eat. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, let's go. Right. But then there's other people. And it's not to say that I don't want to be around them or don't. I just have to prepare, and I have to bring another energy to be in your presence. And it's not, again, not in a sense to say that I don't want to be around you, but different energies mm-hmm. require different me mm-hmm. to show up.
It's also just, you have to go in with a fully charged battery.
Yeah.
And if your battery's not fully charged, you're not going to be the same person that you would have been if it was. And that's also what it is. So I was just away. Beautiful trip, whole bunch of girlfriends. I can tell you right now, I went in with a fully charged battery, but I left with a fully charged battery.
Good.
Why? Because they didn't take my battery.
Right.
I literally was like, we would just sit and it could be silent. What are we doing today? Oh, okay. Are we getting ready? Oh, okay. You want a shot? Oh, okay. Like, it was just very much like,
go with the flow.
And no one was asking no questions.
Or trying to be leader.
No. And it was just lovely.
I've experienced that.
No.
I'm okay with doing girls trips. But I don't like the idea of someone has to be the leader.
No one has to be a leader. This is supposed to be either one or two things can happen. Either we all are on the same plan. We're all going to do the same things. Kind of go with the flow. We have an itinerary, but we can change it up. Very relaxed. Chill. Beautiful. Or... we all don't got to do the same fucking thing. That's another hard thing I'm so loving about. Like, hey, let's all go to the pool. I don't want to go. I'm going to sit here and mind my business.
Okay. We'll be back.
Right. We all don't need to go. And that's okay. Like, I need people to understand that having those sister trips, those girl trips, whatever you want to call them, they're super important. But you also have to make sure that when you're going with the right people, your battery is at 100 and you come back and your battery's at 100.
Yeah.
You don't want to go with people where your battery's at 100 and you come back and your battery's at 42.
Or depleted.
I was trying to be nice.
Or depleted.
It takes, because then you...
And you can't mix friends. If you have a certain group of friends that
require different use,
right, or require or they don't get along, right, their energies don't match, don't do it to yourself.
No, because then
don't assume they'll stay in their corner, they won't, because something's going to be said or rubbed off the wrong way at the wrong time or at the right time, and then
it takes one.
It's no longer a fruitful trip.
No,
the whole point of the trip is to be able to recharge. Relax.
It's going to be a toxic trip at that point, right?
Yeah.
No. You need to not mix. I have learned that.
Do not mix.
Because who you are over here with group A is not who you are over here with group B. Yeah. And you have those friends, right? You got your ratchet friends. You got your non-ratchet friends. You got your hood friends who listen to club music all the time. Right. I got my friends who listen out to R&B all the time. Like, and sometimes they just all don't mix together.
Yeah. We're not trying to be on Potomac or Atlanta.
Housewives. I was so confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they purposely mix them just so they can get a rouse out of it.
Correct. They create the drama. I'm not here to create the drama. I'm here to sip my wine, relax, and chill.
Yeah. You need your sisterhood. You need your friendship where if... Perfect example. Ray was sick one time. And I think I was sick one time. She sent me food. I sent her food.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that, you know, okay, they may not be able to physically be there, but they'll show up in other ways for you that they didn't know that you needed them.
Exactly. And that's what's important. Having those friends who can read between the lines too. Like, or understanding that we gonna be stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because I definitely was talking bad about you to Miss Kyra and Miss Tamika. This year, you accept help as it is.
I am stubborn. It is true. I'm picking up.
This is for her and Miss Tiffany.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm calling names out today. Love you, ladies. This is what sistership. This is what sisterhood looks like. We show up, and now we're just going to take over because we were nice the first couple of years.
Don't say that. We accepted. Well,
I was nice. They were maybe not nice, but I was nice these last couple of years.
We accepted help a little bit. We left the whole studio for a whole week. Not a whole week, but some weeks. A couple of days.
So back to sisterhood.
Oh, shit.
And friendship.
Yes.
The other part to it is, and I think what the message that she was trying to say, going back to the top of the conversation with the poem, is when you cross over that threshold, and this is...
into becoming sisters.
Right. Seasoned versus newly. You're still considered a newlywed, right? I think up to the first 3 years, you're still considered newlywed.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm still considered newly then.
Okay.
Is it the end of the third year, going into the fourth year, or the top of the third year? It doesn't matter. I'm still newlywed.
The first 3 years.
Okay.
I think the more important message that she was trying to relay is, once you pass that threshold of getting into your marriage, you have now transitioned to prioritize differently. And by prioritize, I think she's referring to your husband.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose to have a family, your family.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else comes
then
later.
Then the friends come after.
Right? So you kind of get lost in that. For some people. You can definitely get lost in the sauce. I know I have. I've tutored back and forth and getting, you know, prioritizing this. And
it happens.
Other things fall to the wayside. So it's just a reminder to say that, yes, it's okay to focus on the things that to help you grow and nourish and pour into the things that are now your new
norm.
Right. But don't forget that you still have the hat of being a sister to friends, a sister to if you have siblings.
A real sister.
Right. A daughter, a mother.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget that you have all those other hats, especially when you can have that sistership or that sisterhood helps that can you. Pour back into you.
Mm-hmm. That's how you, when you have those people that pour back. And first off, I love that poem for this sheer sense that I've been hearing this a lot lately.
I can play it.
Oh, not right now, not right okay. now. But like, I the poem, it just makes me cackle because she's saying, don't forget your friends, don't forget about us, da da da. But the theme that I've been hearing recently amongst multiple people is niggas ain't shit. It's a head turn for me. And it just makes me cackle because like, people are saying niggas ain't shit, but then this poem, this conversation is about how while they may not be shit, you have those friends that are helping you continue to move forward.
Yeah.
While they may not be stepping up in a certain aspect, your friends, your sisters, whoever they may be, are helping you either be stable, be supportive, stepping up in that type of way, mm-hmm. making sure that you're not faltering if you don't have to.
Right.
It's important.
Yes. And it's easy to get lost in that.
Trust and believe.
Trust and believe. It's easy to get lost in it. And then when you come up for air, you're like, oh.
You forgot.
I was missing all of this?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a level of guilt that comes with it. So just be mindful of it, right? And I appreciate it because it's from an older
woman
saying, like, yes, you can go for this. You can go for that. You can dream for this. You can dream for that.
Do it all.
But just, you know, don't forget everyone else who's there helping you along the way.
Don't forget where you came from. Yeah. That's really what it is. Like, so-and-so was, you may be marrying so-and-so over here, right? And that may be who your new norm is, who you wake up to, who you talk to, all those beautiful things. But you would have never gotten there if Catherine didn't get you there.
Right. And I think shows like Insecure, like Girlfriends, like Harlem.
Great show.
Survival of the Thickest. Like, I think all of those shows is a great depiction of, yeah, you can go for those things.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, you, and that's the other thing too, right? You need those people who are not going to just yes you, because those aren't real friends.
Oh, no.
You need those people who are going to tell you the hard truth. And is it going to hurt like yes. all hell? Absolutely. Do you need to hear it so you can be checked?
Absolutely. Because, listen, I don't need a yes woman in my life. I don't need a yes man in my life. I need someone who's going to be real and straight with me and say, ooh, bitch, you fucking up.
Yeah.
And just or maybe
you
shouldn't
do that. Or, you know, maybe you did fuck up because that's not how you're supposed to interact with mm-hmm. this or say this.
Yeah. Something, right? Because having a yes person in your pocket is just going to make you take those steps to falter, take those steps for failure. They're not going to actually be steps for success. They're going to be feigned and going to be hidden like it is a step for success. But mm-hmm. realistically, they're going to make you look like the ninny at the end of the day.
It's the word ninny for me.
That's what it is. I ain't going to be a ninny.
Mm-mm. What is the definition of a ninny?
A fool.
I want you to know. Yes. You're like the only person I know who uses the word ninny.
Oh, really? Oh. Do I say it often?
You do.
Oh, I don't even think I realized I said it often.
Yeah. Remember, I went back and I listened to all of our episodes.
I said ninny in episodes?
Yes, a couple of them. Why am I going to be the ninny? Why is he going to be the ninny?
Oh, shit. Really? Oh, yeah.
It's okay. I have no idea what the hell a ninny is. We're going to roll with it.
Oh, no, it's a foolish.
I figured that.
Oh, yeah. It must be, is it a Guyanese thing? Where did I get ninny from? I pretend to be British. Maybe it's a British thing. I think that I should have been born in Guyana and I should have been born in this British colony. Okay? Because I feel like I do a lot of British things. Ninny. Bloody. I drink tea with milk.
You do say bloody.
I do say bloody.
A lot.
I do. I drink tea with milk. Very British. It's very British. I love a good biscuit.
Mm.
Oh, biscuits are like, and not a biscuit, not a
side note.
Side note. We're on the side note.
Did you know that they make a Biscoff syrup? That's dangerous. Cake batter. No, cookie butter.
I want you to know that sounds delicious.
Girl.
Can I have some of the syrup? Girl. What's today? Tuesday. I want some tacos. Come on.
Biscoff. It's like, you know how like they have the caramel?
Yes, I do. You see how close I am? I want some.
Well,
you got some?
There's this place. This is completely side note, but I just need you guys to know. This is side note, side note, side note.
Yes, facts. We're going to circle back.
When I want to be bad, but good at the same time, I get a pitaya bowl from this place in Long Island.
What's a pitaya
bowl? Like an acai bowl.
Okay.
but it's just the pitaya. I don't know what, am I saying it right? I don't know. Whatever. But I get it. Bananas, mangoes, pineapples, and the pitaya with granola. No nuts in my granola. No coconut. I'm allergic.
Can you specify that?
And triple cookie butter. I probably shouldn't have triple cookie butter, but
it sounds really good.
Biscoff butter.
That sounds really good. I want some.
But they sell it.
Where do they sell that?
We'll Instacart it.
Okay. That sounds so good.
Back on track. See, girlfriends share good things with girlfriends.
I don't know.
See, I looked that back in.
No, because I don't know what I was talking about before I started going on a range about being British.
Oh, you just, that's where you were.
No, but where was I before that? Because that's so off topic. You
said smoking cookie with biscuits. And that meme brought me to the biscuit.
A biscuit is not a biscuit from Popeyes. I want you to know a biscuit is like a scone. Oh, a cookie. And it's just nice and flaky and buttery. And it's so good with your tea.
And that's how I rabbit hole.
Oh, but I rabbit hole before you. This is the second rabbit hole because I was not. What does being British got to do about sisterhood? Help me, help you, help me. I don't know how I got here. I don't know what happened, y'all. I just. Ninny. What was I calling a ninny? So your sisters are going to help you go through all of these motions, or they're not, because realistically, we're going to start a whole new topic right now on the same thread, because I don't know where we came from.
It's okay.
This is sisterhood? Yo, because I don't know where we were.
Because who else can you sit down on a couch, drink wine, and talk about absolutely the most...
Nobody.
Different topics.
Nobody. Because they
can have fun doing it.
Because they're going to stare at you, right? They're going to stare at you and be like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I don't need to go to a coffee shop.
Why? Yes, I do.
I mean, I do, but why? If I could be home, be like, you know, we need another one of those days.
What day?
Where we all just gather.
And okay. Just... Oh, gather and drink wine?
Yes.
I'm going to open my backyard up soon. I got a new dining table.
Ooh.
It's so much fun. I think I'm going to go buy some new dining outside patio furniture mm-hmm. with a nice big overlapping umbrella.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're alone. Nice.
Yeah, everyone's welcome.
I'm down for it.
Okay, let's do it.
In the backyard. You have to say it like that.
In the backyard.
Back-e-yard.
Back-e-yard. Mm-hmm. Why do I say it like that?
Because that's how Mimi says it.
Okay. I'll be like Mimi. Listen, mm-hmm. I love it.
It's backyard and oxtail.
It's not oxtail.
Yes, it is.
I want some oxtail.
Oxtail and backyard.
Where did she get that?
We got you guys. We got you.
I don't. Where's the oxtail? Where did that come from?
Her.
But where the
her.
Okay. That.
No rhyme or reason. She said oxtail and backyard.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's going to have girlfriends. I want you to know, she gives girlfriend vibes now.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for her when she gets older, because she's going to go around, and I see it already. What are you doing? With the side tilt and everything? What are you doing? Is that the right thing to do?
Yeah.
Do you see it?
Both of my girls are nurturing friends. One is a little bit of in your face, and the other one's a little more like, oh, okay, I can vibe with that.
Are you sure that's what you want to do?
Right.
So excited. I just need to be auntie to see that. That's what it is. To see that as it continues to grow and nurture into real life. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
And I'm talking about friends that aren't just on the internet. Because there's a whole generation where they sit with their friends and they're on the phone the whole time.
I can tell you, this generation coming up.
I can tell you that every time I hang out with my girlfriends, yeah, my phone may be there, but we're really not paying attention to it.
Not supposed to.
One of my friends, I hold her hands. Two of my friends, I hold their hand for an hour and a half. Because the only time we have time is when I'm doing their nails.
Really?
Yeah, in New York.
Aww.
And then other friends, aside from doing their nails, like
again, if someone is intentional to say, hey, let's go out, like, I'll say it and I'm down, mm-hmm. but don't leave it up to me to make the plans, because it will never happen. I had a girlfriend from work. She was like, we're going to hang out. What day? What time? We're going to go here. I'll see you then. I was like, okay, sure. No problem.
I'll be there.
Bang, bang, boom. I showed up. I was there. Of course. Great. I loved it. We talked up.
Yes, but don't ask me to do all that.
Right.
It's a lot of work.
I don't have the mental capacity because I'm already managing everything at home. So I can appreciate a person when they're like, let's meet here, 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 and this time.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'll be there. Bells on. Tell me what I got to do. If there's a dress code, let me know. I'll wear it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It took everything out of me the other day.
I appreciate you.
So, I just want you to know, I planned a date for us.
Oh, God.
And it took everything out of me. I was like, oh, shoot, what can I, oh, okay. Because I knew what I wanted to do.
Okay.
But every time I went to go reach to do it, something distracted me.
Life happened.
Right.
So, I appreciate you. I want you to know that I appreciate everything.
And now I have to plan my anniversary dinner.
Why you got
planned? I know everything, because we go back and forth year by year.
Oh, this is your year?
Yeah. I know everything that I'd like to do.
Okay.
Have I started?
When is it?
July.
You got time. You got time.
I got to book a hotel.
You got time. You have time. You do.
That's the problem.
Oh, you don't need the time. I've come to find out that I definitely work better when it's a time crunch.
Yeah, if I'm writing a paper.
Over anything. Listen, I'm gonna let you know. I was at my job when I had a 9-to-5. I was at my job. And if my deadline, let's say I got something May 15th, the deadline was April 15th. I said, bet. No, I have a great example. I was in charge.
Let's backtrack. You said May 15th and the deadline's April 15th.
Mind your business. Great example. So I was in charge of running the benefits fair.
Okay.
It was the first time that we were doing it since COVID. So the template that we had before was kind of a moot point. All the vendors that came before didn't really have them anymore. We lost a benefit, lost a lot of employee perks. So I was really starting from scratch.
Okay.
I had more than 3 months to plan this. I didn't do a lick of work.
And this involves calling vendors, right?
Yes. And getting new employee perks, getting new discount codes for us from new people in the local towns if I could, all of that. I didn't do a lick of work until a week and a half before. The event was on a Wednesday. I think the week before, on that Monday, maybe even that Friday, I was like, oh shit, it's here. My girl came up to me and was like, hey girl, what you need me to do? I said, for what? What the fuck are you talking about? So I was lost. This is what prompted me to start working. She was like, the benefits fair is in like a week. I looked at her and I said, you're a fucker lying. You're a fucking liar. What are you talking about? She's like, you haven't done anything. She closed my office door.
I'm scared of working. That's a friend. She's a keeper.
She closed my office door and was just like,
was that your bestie?
Mm-hmm. She was like, so you didn't do anything? I said, no, I had time. She goes, you don't have time anymore.
Shoot, shit together.
I said, okay, let me start working. So I opened the door. She left me to my business.
Oh, she didn't help?
No, because she said I got it, which is right. I do got it.
Okay.
So I ended up getting 3 new vendors to come and offer us discounts to my employees. Mm. We had one of the biggest turnouts. We had over 250 employees turn up to my event. I had 4 vendors show up from my benefit package. So like MetLife and all that. They showed up to come and sponsor and give out information. And then I still got 3 clubs from my company to go and put tables down.
Okay.
But if I didn't have that crunch of a week, that shit would have never got done. I need the crunch.
Right.
I do.
And there's some people who
thrive
productively
on it.
That's what they do well. I think there's like a study on that too. Like people, there's a study on people who curse.
We're more happy and intelligent.
Yeah, they're more intelligent and they're happier. And
that's why I'm a sailor. I'm a pirate.
You're a pirate. I'm a sailor. And people who procrastinate. I procrastinate too, but it's different levels. I keep hitting this mic, so sorry, guys. I thought I got over this stage.
No, we never
don't
will.
Don't judge me.
Until we get the big ones.
This gonna look like we have a big ol'
hey.
In front of our face. That's okay. If you would like to include donation,
please help us. We want to expand.
I thought about that. A GoFundMe.
Let's do it. Why not? If you love hearing from us
and you want us to grow
and better quality, help us out. We're here for you. Don't worry.
Oh, my leg. Hello, leg.
Hey. Hello, leg.
We rabbit holed.
So you guys got a vision. This was an example of what having a sisterhood looks like. I brought it back.
You did. But yes, that was definitely sisterhood goals by her showing up and being able to put you back on track.
Yo, facts. Because if it wasn't for her, I probably would have gotten another 2 or 3 days until my manager came to me and asked
what
me
you got?
How it's going. And I would have lied and said, oh, it's going good. Don't worry. I got it. And then I would have been scrambling.
You would have been panicking more.
But it would have maybe would have came out better.
Maybe. You never know.
But it also helps because of the fact, sorry, I'm rabbiting one more time. It also helps because I was already good with everyone in my company where, like, they knew my face. I would walk around. They already knew who I was. I made friends, acquaintances.
You built rapport.
I built rapport that when I went around and said, yo, you coming to the fair? They said, why? I said, because I'm doing it. They said, okay. That part right there. They said, okay.
And there are people. There you have it.
Yes.
That's how we do it.
That is how we do it.
Drop mic.
I didn't. She said drop mic. Oh, it's still on. I'm back. Guys, get your sisters. Find them. It can be sisters from before, 25 plus years ago, 10 plus years ago, last year. You could be finding them tomorrow.
Yep.
Don't lose
them. Be open to it. You never know where you're going to find those gems.
Salud! It's allergy season, y'all. Help me, help you, help me.
So, you know your village.
Love your village. They're the best.
Wait. You said love?
Love your village. I don't know where it came from.
Love the village. Who wrote it?
Love them. Oh, because you're going to pray and appreciate them and you love them. Is that what you was thinking? Okay, no. I'm going to drink my wine. Imagine when I'm tipsy.
Get your girlfriends that you can bug out with.
See you next time.
Hey, Wispies. Thank you for joining us for another hard-hitting girl talk. If you have a topic or question for us, send us a whisper at info@wineandwhispersclub.com. That's whispers with an S. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to like and subscribe on your podcast listening platforms. See you next time, Wispies.